Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are so very grateful as we reflect on the Word of God. This hour, we want to focus on Esther, chapter number 2, and we want to look at session or verses 1 all the way to 11. In this session, I want us to focus on at least three things. At least three major things. Number one is God's favor. God's favor in placing us where we are. We need to acknowledge that we are where we are because of God's favor. We want to look at the story of Esther that can help us to get some of those takeaways. And one of the thing is, it is God's favor. We want to encourage ourselves to discern, to reflect, and to allow God to speak to us that it is His favor that has put us where we are. Number two, we also want to challenge ourselves to acknowledge the place of mentorship. The place of mentorship in our lives. And this, we need to keep on honoring that mentorship all the days of our lives. And a very close one to this mentorship, we want to say, how do we honor mentorship? How do we honor mentorship? You see, some of us, as soon as we get to the first phase of our lives and we cross from the position we are to the one of a favored one, we forget the past relationships. We forget those who helped us to be where we are. We forget that it is by the grace of God we are at the top. Every person who is at the top should always remember that they sit at the shoulders of others. Some of us, we didn't know how to preach. Somebody somewhere was used by God to help us to become good preachers. Some of us didn't know even how to give a testimony in the church. We are able to give a testimony because somebody was used of God. Would we identify our Mordecai who have mentored Esther? And so in this story, we are going to take the example of how Esther was selected, the details to which Esther was selected to come to the palace, how Esther was considered to become part of those who were shortlisted to come to palace for being considered to become the next queen. Esther was an orphan. She was raised by Mordecai. And now she was taken to the house of the king. We call it harem. Harem is where king's virgins are kept. They were kept, especially in Persia, for 1 year, and they were given beautification process, or they went through a beautification process, eating whatever they want to eat, using the perfume they want to use, using all the other beautification elements they want, and they were to go there for 1 year. They were to be trained for 1 year. And after 1 year, they were to appear before the king so that king Exas, all Ahasuerus would select one of the virgins to replace Vashti. And by the grace of God, Esther was taken. And Esther entered into harem. But one key thing we discover here is that the moment she entered harem, she acknowledged what some of the things she was told by her mentor, Mordecai. And she was told to keep her nationality a secret. Mordecai knew that Jews are hated. Somebody says that where a young person can see while they are at the top of the tree, an old man can see farther, an old woman can see farther, a mentor can see beyond, even when they are seated on a stool. That is a statement to tell you that there are things that we cannot see, and those who have gone ahead of us can be able to see well. So Esther was asked by Mordecai, do not give your identity. Hide your identity. Conceal your identity until the time comes. Until the time is ripe. And you know what? She hearkened to that. And until the time that was ripe, she would be able to, to reveal that. And the Bible says that Mordecai continued to go around harem, getting to know what about and what is happening to this daughter of hers. And so this day, I want us once again to keep on acknowledging that we are here, we are by the grace of God. You see, Esther was just an orphan. Most of us and all of us, if we consider from where God picked us, we would literally say we are not supposed to be where we are. Esther was an orphan. Her parents died. Probably they were killed. Esther was picked as a fugitive. She was picked as a kidnapped person. She was kidnapped by King Nebuchadnezzar. But she didn't come with a brother. No brother, no sister is mentioned. Parents, the Bible says, they were dead. But somebody picked her. Somebody believed in her. She was a young girl, young indeed, but she came. So may God help us to acknowledge that it is by the grace of God we are where we are. Whatever we drive today, the houses we live in, the school we have been, the family that we have, it is the grace of God. So let's acknowledge that favor. Somebody said that favor is not fair. Indeed, it's not fair. It is God who works behind the scene. And we are not yet there. Best things are yet to come. So let's continue holding on. And let's acknowledge and appreciate the favor of God. Father, we thank you for this favor all the time. But number two, we also said, as I still conclude, that somebody picked us. Somebody believed in us. Somebody dared to invest in our lives. We are, as a result, we are a product of some investment of some people. There are some parents who sold their property for us to be here. There are some pastors who picked us and supported us to be here when we didn't know how to do many things. Somebody believed in us more than ourselves, just like Mordecai did to Esther. And we need to continue to acknowledge this. And we need to know that mentorship has got three levels. Mentorship number one is that is where you mentor people when they are dependent. That is an easy one. You mentor people who are depending on you totally. And that is where many people keep mentorship up to that level. Level number two is where people mentor you when you are a youth. A youth means when you are strong, when you are independent, when you are strong, when maybe you have gotten a job, when you have you're the first degree, when you have when you can speak better English than your mentor, when you can preach better than your mentor, you know, when you can move to countries or to regions more than the people who mentored you. It is at this point many people lose the connection, and it is very unfortunate. May God help us never to forget those who helped us to climb where we are. We are on the shoulder of others. We are standing on the shoulders of others. We shine. Somebody can see us. Somebody can see you just because you're standing on the shoulder of somebody else. Acknowledge that. Honor that. We need to honor that. Don't leave your mentor just because you have become better or you have become stronger. And the final level of mentorship is where we mentor people when they have gotten into adulthood, or when they get to maturity, what we call interdependent. This is where we are almost at the same age. I mean, this not age in as far as age is concerned, but we are equal. We can contribute, all of us. Now, it's not easy for some people to do that. We will discover that Esther will forever remain a mentee of Mordecai, even when she is a queen. And that is not easy. And so let's honor that. And you as a mentor, do not forget to keep on investing in people. Investing in people does not mean that you're giving to them, but you stand there and you give some direction. May the Lord God help us even as we get into this one. So our study was in the book of Esther, chapter number 2, from verses 1 all the way to 11. Father, we thank you for the grace that has picked us and has brought us where we are. We are who we are today because somebody believed in us, just because God gave us grace. We are a product of mercies. We are a product of grace. Father, help us to honor that favor in you. Help us to acknowledge that it is you have done that. Help us also not forget the people who picked us and believed in us, and help us to honor that all the days of our lives, and not to leave them when we are strong. Help us, our Father, to always move with them. And when they cannot be able to move as fast, Lord, help us to be there for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.